More In Your Face with Rob Echno happens now on Indy 104.
Welcome back. Wednesday here on In Your Face. So blessed to be with you. I'm very excited today because I know we're going to get tremendously spiritually fit. Going down to the great sunshine state of Florida. And I just realized that this is kind of a cool thing, perhaps. One of those things that you think of yourself, but our studios are kind of right near Universal Studios. And, of course, in Orlando, where our wonderful guest is, they have the opposite end of the country, Universal Studios. And so I don't know if that means extra fun today or extra spirituality or what it's going to mean, but I know it's going to be a great learning experience because anytime we have one of our friends from Living Truth Fellowship, they're headquartered out in Indiana, I guess, in Indianapolis is where some of them are. Some of them are in Vegas, so they're kind of all over, but they've got this wonderful organization, and every single time, the last, I think, five times that our friend John Lynn has been on, we've topped the million mark, and we've had wonderful friends in Nevada and down in Texas as well, and we're going to go down to Orlando, Florida today, and Franco Botley is our very special guest from the Living Truth Fellowship. Franco, thanks for getting up this morning and taking some time out of that sunshine to join us today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rob, for having me. God bless you.
Oh, bless you, too. And, you know, it's amazing. I just keep getting sent guests. I was talking with somebody the other day, and they said, how did this whole show start? And I said, well, a couple of years ago, this and this and this. And I said, but the guy said, if you want to do it, I'll let you do it, but you got to do 5 days a week. And I looked at him like, well, that's a lot of people to get. But you know what? Because everybody else on the station does one show a week, maybe one show a month, you know? And 5 days a week without, you know, I don't make money off of the show here. You know, God pays me in other ways. And so this is our freebie gift back to the world to share God's miracles and his word and all that good stuff there. But you can imagine, Franco, but all of a sudden, people just started appearing out of the blue, and everywhere I turn, there's somebody that has a testimony. It's a pretty cool thing when you're working and you're focused on the Word of God, is it not?
Absolutely. I mean, God knows exactly how to connect the dots and put people together, make things happen, that's for sure. He's been at it a lot longer than we have, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's got a little bit more experience and dealing with people as well. So, Franco, for our wonderful friends who have not had a chance to meet you yet, give us a little history on yourself and how you ended up getting involved with Living Truth.
Well, I grew up in Orlando down here. My parents moved down here when I was young, so I've been down in Florida most of my life. Originally from Pennsylvania, and for the first 20 years of my life, I was raised in a Roman Catholic church, and I went to elementary school, Catholic high school, and Catholic college. So I was a good old Catholic boy. But after the first 20 years of my life, I came to a very terrible conclusion in my life that I really didn't understand, nor did I know what the Word of God said. And it was upsetting to me because after that much education, I had wondered why I had never been taught the Bible, why I never really knew what the Scripture said. And it started a quest for me. And I got involved back in my early 20s with a Bible study group that fed me the Word. And I started to really learn about God's heart and who God was. And it was incredible. I loved it. And that started over the years of studying and affiliations with ministries that actually taught the Word of God and taught what the Bible had to say that brought me to where I am today. And the Living Truth Fellowship is the ministry that has come out of that. Many men and women that have had similar situations as I just described to you have come together with a vast knowledge of biblical study and understanding and things that we have ferreted out over the years and have studied and You know, we enter into the labor of many great men that have come before us, that have studied the scriptures, and we just keep building on that. You know, of course, nobody has a monopoly on truth. We don't know everything. Nobody does. But we certainly know the one who does know it, and that's God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and his only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we tap into them and tap into the truth of God's word, and we can come up with some great solid answers on how to live life and how to get, you know, our questions answered that makes sense. And the Living Truth Fellowship is a place where you ask a question, you're going to get an answer that makes sense, because the truth is logical. It makes sense. And you know, if people spend some time on our website, they can read some articles, they can listen to some audio teachings, they can listen to some videos on YouTube, and they can start to clearly see what a difference the Word of God makes versus what religion teaches, what the traditions of men teach, and these things. And there's a big difference between the two. So the Living Truth Fellowship is absolutely a wonderful place for someone that has a desire to know the truth of God's Word, get away from the religiosity, to get away from the so-called denominational church thinking, you know, that has a lot of, you know, rituals and a lot of things. I mean, at least that's what I grew up with in the Roman Catholic Church. And, you know, there's many wonderful people in these places. But if you really have a hungry heart to know the truth, I find personally that those places, you know, the word is either non-existent or it's just so watered down that you don't really get anything. You don't get any meat, any substance out of it. And
well, you know, it's funny you say that, Franco, because I was blessed to be able to spend some time with my family back east not all that long ago, and they go to a traditional church. And I walked in, and things out here in California, you know, are totally different in so many churches, because you've got bands playing and music and all kinds of stuff. So there's an entertainment aspect of it all, too,
right,
and a more casual aspect. You don't get the traditional robes and stuff that the, you know, the ministers right would wear. I mean, some of them are out there in T-shirts and jeans, you know. And it was interesting. I went back there, and I walked in with my dad and my stepmom, and we walked in, and I walked out of there, and it was kind of like what you said. I said to them, I said, oh, I said, this is different. I said, I forgot the traditional aspects of everything. And you were right. They went through, you know, communion, and they read a couple of things from the Bible. They sang a couple of songs, and that was it. But there
right
wasn't really, word read was just, you know, a quick passage. So it wasn't, you know, anything. And I was like, oh, this is very weird. And it was interesting because I said to them, I would have a hard time coming here every Sunday, as much as I love you guys, because it's just, it was like an in and out, and it was like a machine. You know, everything was so structured. And they said, well, we'd have a hard time doing what you do, which is go to these places where there's lots of music and different things going and whatever. So it's interesting how we have to find our way to what really is comfortable for us in searching for how deep we want to learn God's word. Is it not?
Absolutely. I mean, if the primary reason that we go to church is to feel good about ourselves, then we're going for the wrong reason. You know, I go to church, you know, I want to be convicted. I want to see where it is I need to change. I want to see where I'm blowing it, where I'm not hitting the mark. I want to improve my life. I certainly know that I don't live my life to the teeth the way God would want me to. And the only way I'm going to learn is for someone to teach me the Bible. I mean, when I go to church, I should have His Word in my hand. I should be walking through the doors with a Bible, because that's what I'm there for, to hear about God, to understand God, to know Him. And there is no other way in which to know Him outside of His Word. That's why He had it written. That's why He wrote it down, so that we may get to know Him and understand Him. And many times I would hear men just preach the Word, and what they were preaching was not what the Bible said. And I couldn't understand why would why would somebody say something that the Bible doesn't say? I couldn't understand it. And that's when I was like, well, you know what? I need to just stick to the Word. Because if we seek truth from other sources other than God and His righteousness, we're only going to get ignorance. Because all true knowledge comes from God. And so we have to understand that the Word of God is paramount in our life. And an understanding of it is vitally important for our spiritual growth and for our relationship with our Lord and Savior and with God, the Creator. We can't have that vital relationship without an understanding of them, and it comes via the Word of God.
Absolutely. Franco, hang on to that thought process for just a minute. We'll come back to that. I told you this was going to be a very spiritually enlightening show. Go online at tltf.org, tltf.org. Check them out. Some wonderful teachings on there. We'll be right back.
Has anyone ever told you the Bible is full of myths, fables, and contradictions? Have you ever heard that God works in mysterious ways, or that God allows tragedy and suffering? If we let God speak for Himself, we find that none of those things are true.
This is John Lynn, the teacher of One Day with the Creator, a thrilling journey into the heart of God that will equip you with the tools you need to understand His Word and live it day by day. This step-by-step teaching will introduce you to the risen Lord Jesus Christ, and He will help you overcome fear and worry, live with a powerful purpose, and truly love the people in your life.
Starring Jesus Christ, One Day with the Creator is filled with heart and humor. There is nothing like it on the planet. Order your copy today at tltf.org/class. That's tltf.org/class. Don't delay. Order today at tltf.org/class.
Live from Los Angeles, you're listening to In Your Face with Rob Ekno on Indy 104.
Welcome back into Wednesday morning. We appreciate you being here, and I know why you're here today, because you want to hear some of the truth about the Word of God, and we have a wonderful gentleman to help guide us along there, somebody who he himself, like the rest of us, we're just trying to make it through the world, following God's direction the best we can. None of us are perfect, because if anybody was perfect, man, I'll tell you what, we'd love to line up and meet you, because you'd be wearing a mask, I do believe, and you'd be Jesus underneath, that's for sure. Franco Botley is our very special guest today. He is with the Living Truth Fellowship. You can go online and check them out. They have wonderful learning materials, CDs, DVDs, audios. You can read a lot of stuff on there as well. They're always looking and searching for the truth. That's what it comes down to. And, you know, with all the minds that they have pulled together and their visions and their hearts being in the right places, it makes it easier. But as Franco mentioned just a little while ago, you know, we're always searching and we never know the truth. He's down in Orlando, Florida. Again, go online, tltf.org. And Franco, before the break, we were kind of talking about, you know, the lack of the Word that you kind of hear in traditional, or I should say in traditional churches nowadays, and hope my dad doesn't take too much offense, because he is very, very dedicated to his church, and we all have to find that, I guess you would call it maybe that happy place with God for ourselves, like you did. Is that not, you know, what you found over the years?
Sure. I mean, I wanted to know God. That's what I wanted to know. I mean, that was my desire to know Him. And there, you know, people that go to, you know, denominational churches and, you know, traditional churches, like you say, you know, they're wonderful people and they do want to know the truth. But unfortunately, you know, many times it's not taught that way. It's the same thing. At least, you know, when I grew up in the church, it was the same thing over and over and over again. Every Sunday, the same thing was said, the same behavior was done. You know, you kneeled at the right time, you stood at the right time, did all these hand gestures and stuff, and quite frankly, I was bored to death, you know, and I didn't want to go, so I quit going when I got to the place where I could convince my parents that you know, I had other things that were a little more important. It didn't always go over that well, but then when I got older, started to see how putting a lot more worship music in there to, you know, to get the kids back, the younger generation and stuff. But still, the truth of the word wasn't being taught. And we must learn to live by divine revelation rather than by man's religious imagination and things that are going on in that regard. And that takes effort and determination on our part. We have to decide, do we really want to know what God says? And if we do, we have to be taught the Bible. And many times we might get convicted with that. Many times it might be uncomfortable to hear what God's will and desire is, and then recognize the fact that our lives aren't lining up with that, and we need to make a change now. And if that becomes offensive to an individual, well, then good, because that offensive, being offended, is an indicator that there's something going on in your life that needs to be addressed, that needs to be changed. Because why would you take offense to it? You understand?
Absolutely.
So I think we just need to ask ourselves questions. We need to have more of a question and answer with ourselves. Because I think many times people don't just ask themselves important questions and answer them. Like, what's the most important thing in my life? Now, that's a good question to ask yourself. And if the first thing that comes to mind is work, then, you know, we've been, what I like to say, bamboozled by Beelzebub, because we've been tricked into thinking that something is more important than God. And there is nothing that is more important than what God has done in Christ Jesus. And the whole story about how you and I have been redeemed, the whole story about how God has made it available for every man and woman to become a part of the family, God's family, to have eternal life, and how much that Jesus loves you and I, that he would do what he did in order to make that very thing happen. And many times we just don't get around to believing God because we want to exhaust all of our energy trying to figure it out by ourselves. I mean, I've done it many, many times, just spinning my wheels, trying to take on my own problems, trying to handle my own dilemmas. You know, life throws us curveballs many times, and when they come at us, we don't know when it's going to break. When that ball breaks, we're like, whoa, what just happened? You know, we don't see it coming. And when that happens, we have to have ourselves conditioned that we go to the right source for help. And the right source for help, the only true source for help in our lives, is our God and Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's not us. And if we try to figure it out on our own, I have certainly proven in my life that my efforts of trying to figure out things often fail.
Yeah, I've proven that more than enough times in my life, I'll tell you. You know, when it was so funny because for me, this was one of the things that sticks in my mind is when I was still in my drinking and partying years, and I was down in not too far from you, down in the Boca Raton area. I remember one night we were in a bar, and a friend of mine said to the bartender, just put it on Rob's tab. He's got more money than God. And then all of a sudden, one day I was living on the street because all the money was gone. And then I heard this voice come into my head, and it said, now, let's talk about who has the most money here. Now, do you want to straighten out your life, or do you want to keep running your life? And, you know, even in my 12-step program that I go to, you know, it starts with putting God and giving your life to him and allowing him to be the director of your life. Because you and I, Franco, and anybody else listening that thinks that they can just run everything and be amazing with what they do in this world, how crazy it is, I think we're kind of insane to try to do it without God. That's just my opinion. I don't know whether you would agree with that or not.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, listen, most people just don't spend any time in the Word of God getting to know God. They don't spend time in the Word of God getting to know who Jesus was. They don't spend any time. If we spend as much time studying the Word each day as we do feeding our faith, what do you think our spiritual life would look like compared to what it does now? I mean, it's time. It's how are we going to spend our time? Are we going to spend our time on second-rate causes, or are we going to spend our time on something that is absolutely essential, absolutely necessary? And that, you know, the Word of God is that because it has everything in it that pertains to life and godliness, and it is literally the instruction manual on how to live. And most people go through life and they decide that they're going to try to figure out how to live without reading the manual. And it's a crapshoot.
You know? Well, think about it. If you've ever been a guy like myself at, you know, Christmas time or whatever, and I don't need those directions over here. You know, I can put this toy together, right? And then we've got like five or six pieces left, and it's like, wait a minute, something has to be wrong here. And, you know, it's interesting because I've amped up my my studying and reading, and I have this nice little patio now area, just a small little area, but it's so peaceful, and it makes it so much easier to just get out there and want to read the Word and dig more into it on a daily basis. And I will tell you this, the amount of peace that comes from that is just absolutely amazing. If you start your day spending some time with God and the Bible and reading His Word and getting that good nourishment as part of your breakfast in the morning, boy, oh boy, your days just seem to go so much amazingly better amongst even the insanity that we have to deal with sometimes. Does it not happen that way for you as well?
Yeah, I mean, what if we fed ourselves physically the way we feed ourselves spiritually? What would we look like physically? Wow. I mean, you got guys going into the gym every day for 2 hours pumping iron, and they look in the mirror and go, whoa, look at the results I got from all this dedication and hard work and commitment and effort I put into jacking myself up physically. Well, what if we did that spiritually? I mean, what would we look like? You know, what would be going on between our ears? People, you know, or get talked out of, you can talk yourself out of anything. I mean, I can easily talk myself out of working out. Why? Because I don't like working out. It's hard work.
Well, I'll tell you this, what I learned the other day, because I let myself get out of shape a bit, and we got to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to go back down to Florida and the wonderful city of Orlando, and our wonderful guest today, Franco Botley. I told you we were going to get a wonderful spiritual lesson. But I'll tell you what, I got out of shape a little bit, and I started jogging and walking and more stuff. And boy, I'll tell you what, when you let yourself get out of shape, it is very difficult to get back into it. It's a lot harder. So as Franco was just saying, if you're in the Word training every day, it's so much easier to move forward in life. We'll talk more after this.
It's time to get back in your face with Rob Ekno on Indy 104.
Welcome back. Wow, we're halfway through the show already. We are just cruising. That's what happens when you do some good God talking, right? Spirituality number one today. Go online and check out the Living Truth Fellowship, TLTF.org, the Living Truth Fellowship, and go online. They've got all kinds of great stuff if you're, you know, just beginning to learn the Word of God, if you're a little bit later on in life and you've never really taken the time to study it and learn more about it. And I was just talking to our wonderful guest, Franco Botley of the Living Truth Fellowship, during our break, and I was mentioning a couple of things on how I was being complimented quite a bit over the last several days by people that I had just met and stuff, and they were saying, like, really nice things about me. Like, how can they know all this stuff already? They've just met me. And I said, it has to be that I have amped up my work with God and sitting on the patio and reading a little bit more and being in tune with nature and some of the wonderful other gifts that God gives us and doing this show and just being out there And apparently the light must be shining through, which is just what I'm guessing, because that's kind of what happens when we live a life or attempt to be the best we can be for God, because God knows we'll never be perfect. Will we, Franco?
No, no. We all have fallen short and will continue to fall short, you know. And, you know, it's really what's going on between your ears that is of utmost importance. And when people focus on other things other than what's in their head and their mind and their brain, and feeding their brain the right proper food, you know, things start to fall apart. Our mental state of mind is critical. It's critical to conquering any obstacle in life. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So, you know, if you're going through some things in life that are pressing and are difficult and challenging, if you think you're whipped, guess what? You are. If you think you can't do something, you won't do it. On the same token, if you think you can, you will. But you can't do it till you believe you can do it, and that starts with your confession. You got to ask yourself, hey, what do you confess? I'm going through right now. I fell down a flight of stairs back in December, so I'm going through a little physical problem with my cervical spine right now. And I... You know, when people ask me all the time now, how are you doing, Franco? How are you doing? I have to watch my confession, because it's very easy to say, oh, man, I feel like crap, you know. But I know how important it is what I confess. You know, how bad do I feel? Terrible things are. Is that what I'm going to confess? Or am I going to confess how God is at work in the situation because I've called upon him for help? You see, there's a big difference in that attitude. So our speech releases power. It releases the power of life and death. And that's not my opinion. It says that in Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, speech. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And that's God's promise, that you're going to eat your speech. So you got to be careful what you say. You got to be careful what you say, because you're going to taste it tomorrow. Your words are building blocks that construct your life and your future. They're the cornerstone of your life, just as God's word is the cornerstone of who he is. Jesus, he said it like this in Luke 6:45. He said, good man out of the good treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For from the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. Well, what does that mean? It means that there's nothing that comes out of your heart that's accidental, you know. And I hear people say sometimes, well, I spoke without thinking. I wasn't thinking when I said that. Well, please, that's physiologically impossible. I mean, your tongue only moves when your brain says to move, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It says exactly what your brain says to say. And out of your brain is what your soul, your thoughts are. Your words are vital to your health. They're vital to your well-being. You know, this is the language of divine health, is the scriptures, and we need to be putting the scriptures in our mind, because I believe that if someone has a constant proclamation of God's word in their life, in their mind, it will help build their physical immune system, their emotional system, their spiritual foundation. I mean, that's what the word does. So when you spend time in the word, it is feeding you spiritually, and you are going to get a result, just like when you eat physical food and you see what that does for you physically, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're talking about, you know, people joke all the time, as we've heard growing up, you know, hey, you're going to eat those words. But truly, you're talking about it from a biblical perspective, in the fact that you truly will. And what you're eating and what you're putting in your mind and your body, I was at a place the other night, and they had a four-page thing about positive thinking and stuff like that, and only putting positive thoughts in your mind for 7 days straight, and every time you got into something negative, you had to start over if you dwelled on it for too long. And I can see, listening to you, this is why I don't prepare questions, because I'm really learning a lot today myself by listening to what you're saying. And as we fill our mind with more positive stuff and the good word of God and the fruits that he provides us through and the energy that he provides us through his word, it really does make a huge difference in your life. And the cruel thing is that realistically, you can find Bibles pretty much everywhere, even at the dollar store if you don't have one. So to learn the word doesn't cost you a whole lot, and it takes, you know, minimal time. If you really want to do this, it really takes minimal time, doesn't it, Franco?
Sure. It's asking yourself the question again. What's important to you? You know, what's important? If God is not important to you, listen, the Bible was written for those who desire to believe it. It wasn't written for those that want to argue with it, for those that want to challenge it, for those that want to say it's full of malarkey. You know, it wasn't written for those kind of people. It was written for those who have a desire to know God, to understand who he is, to see the life of Jesus Christ contained within the words of Scripture, so that you can then start to meditate on this stuff and see what an impact it has on your life. In Proverbs 21:23, it says, "Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble." Now, nobody likes to be told to shut up, but I think right here God is saying, listen, you need to shut up and listen. You need to listen, okay? If you don't want to have trouble, the Bible says, just shut your mouth. We don't have to have an opinion about everything. And it seems now with the internet and the technology we have that everybody has to have an opinion on everything. Hey, if it's not your business, shush up. You know, do the world a favor. Give your jaws a rest, for crying out loud. And just listen for a minute and let God speak to you. Where is he going to do that? Through the Bible. Spend a little time in it. Let it start to, you know, people talk themselves out of reading the Bible because they've been told, or they think, that they can't understand it. I'm not going to be able to understand that. Hey, I challenge you. Spend an hour a day. That's less time than you spend watching these TV shows that are mindless and meaningless. And save yourself $10.50. At least that's what it is here in Orlando, to go see a movie and sit there for 2.5 hours and then leave the movie and go, wow, that really stunk. You know, waste of time. Dedicate that time, convert that time over into just sitting and reading the scriptures, and you will be amazed very quickly on how much you understand what you read. Because it's just another lie that the devil uses, that if you read the Bible, you're not going to understand it. You need somebody to interpret it for you. You need somebody with the right, you know, clothes on that can tell you what it means. The Bible was written so that not even a child would err in it. It was written for children to understand it. We can understand it. 90% of what you read, you will completely understand. There might be a little bit here and there you don't, but with a little bit of studying, you'll understand it. So don't get talked out of it, because it is so vitally important to your life. It's so important to your life to know what the Word says, so that you can have proper understanding, proper knowledge, and then behave correctly. You know, you'll know how to make decisions much quicker because you know the truth concerning what is right and what is wrong for your life. Doesn't always mean we're going to do it, but at least we know, right?
Absolutely. On right there, we're going to take our third break, man. I'll tell you what, this show is just flying by today. Franco Botley is our very special guest. He's down in Orlando, Florida here on this Wednesday. The Living Truth Fellowship is the place to go that he's been a part of since its inception a few years back. And, of course, they created that from folks being together at various different entities throughout their time. And it's turned out to be a wonderful place for resources, for learning the truth. And wow, it's just a pleasure to have him here today with us. The Living Truth Fellowship. Go online, Google them, or you can make it real simple at tltf.org. tltf.org. My name is Rob Ekno. Our very special guest, Franco Botley, comes back to finish up our show and some great wisdom right after these messages. Welcome back into a spectacular Wednesday. Why? Man, not only are we on this side of the ground, but we're learning so much more about the importance about what the Word of God means, for one thing, and the importance of really knowing it. And here's something that I just learned that made it know, and I thought of this a long time too, and I thought, how will I ever understand this book? There's a lot of pages and a lot of stuff that sounds like legalese going on, especially in the Old Testament. And how will I ever understand? And you know what? I've learned this in life. I will never understand anything that I don't ever look at, that I don't ever take the time and start to read. Because what happens when you start reading, all of a sudden, you got a pen out and you're realizing, wait a minute, I'm underlining this, I'm underlining that, I'm putting notes over here, oh, I can use this one when things aren't going so well. This talks about God and faith, this one talks about time and times of, helping out the poor and stuff like that, and how we're supposed to look at other human beings and be with them and so on. And it teaches you, as Franco's been talking about, it's the book for life. It's really simple, and you follow it, and you know, it's not as always easy to follow because we get caught up in this materialistic world. But Franco Botley is our very special guest. And Franco, one thing I have learned, to touch on something you had touched on earlier about speaking and stuff, and it talks about the Bible to, you know, be careful of our tongue, because literally we're going to eat our words if we say things that we really shouldn't have said. And somebody taught me something similar along those same lines, which was, if I say only half of what I was thinking, I will become 100% better person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Especially when it comes to the negative stuff, when it comes to the positive stuff, right. And sometimes even the positive stuff, because sometimes, you know, it's not about necessarily banging God over the head, because that's what he wants us to do, but he wants us to be that shining light where you, Franco, take the time to learn the Word. Your children now are instilled with the Word. And it just makes everybody's life around them, if they choose to follow that Word, it makes everybody's life better, does it not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, how important is our confession? Listen, our ears are always listening to what our mouth is saying. So if you say something enough, if you're constantly belly aching and negative and complaining, and I don't know why for some reason we feel we get pleasure in telling people how bad we feel and how terrible things are. I don't understand it, but for some reason we do. And our confession of that over and over and over again, our ears are constantly hearing that, and guess what? After a while, you start to believe what you're hearing. And if all you're hearing is all of this negative stuff, then, you know, what does negative stuff bring to your life? Brings negative results. You know, what we need to do is we need to saturate our mind with the Word of God. We need to put the Scriptures and the Word of God in our minds, so that when someone says, how are you doing today, we can tell them what's in our head. Well, what's in our head? Well, if it's the Word, that's what's going to be said. And if it's the world or what you think, then that's what's going to be said. And there's going to be a big difference in the consequences to our confession and to what we say, depending on what's going on in between our ears. In Proverbs 3, the first few verses of that might be familiar to some of you Bible reading people, but the Bible says, "My son, do not forget my teaching." You know, God is saying, listen, kids, don't forget my teachings. Keep them in your heart, for they will prolong your life for many years. They'll bring you peace. They'll bring you prosperity. trust in me, your God. Trust in me with all your heart. Don't lean on your understanding. Don't lean on your ways. Submit to me, and I will make your path straight. That's the gist of what it's saying in those opening verses there. You know, God is telling us very clearly there, saturate your mind with the Word of God. Why? Because it's going to benefit you. It's going to benefit you. It's going to get you over the hurdles of life. It's going to get you through the obstacles. Okay? You're not going to get crushed by this thing. You know, because if you look at some of the stuff we're faced with in life many times, hey, it looks pretty bleak, man. It looks like I'm going down on fire and nothing's going to be able to save me. I mean, we go through some terrible things many times in our lives. But when we put on the Word of God, it minimizes greatly the obstacle that we are faced with, and it builds us up spiritually so that we can conquer that very dilemma that we're being faced with.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's amazing because, you know, normal reaction for a good portion of people, and I say this to them all the time, how is it making it a more positive experience, is the second they get any kind of bad news, whatever it is, automatically panic sets in no matter what the deal is. And they're driving their cars faster, they're yelling louder, they're doing different things. And I always ask them, I say, how is this helping that situation to become a positive one? Whereas what I've noticed in me, in my development, from listening to all of our wonderful guests here, from getting into the Word, and I've learned a ton here today, I have to imagine that our audience has learned as well, and it's all about that confession and being careful of that tongue. And one of the things that I've learned that's worked for me, Franco, has been I try to pretend that Jesus is physically standing right on the side of me. And before I say something, I pretend that I'm looking into his eyes directly. And what is he going to say when I either say or do a particular act? And it's made my life a lot better. It still hasn't made it perfect, obviously, but it's made it a whole lot better. And I've never had anybody yet ever answer me saying that the running around, driving faster, screaming, hollering, panicking has ever solved a problem. But I hear all the time that people continually say that God is the answer, and yet so many fail to use him as their, you know, rock.
Yeah, and Jesus has done even one better than that. You know, you have a mental picture of him standing beside you, which means for you to see him, you have to turn your head to see him, because he's next to you if you're looking forward, right? Well, he's done one better than that, because he says, hey, I'm in you. I'm in you. Wherever you are, I am. Why? Because it's God in Christ, in you, the hope of glory. Wherever you are, Christ is. Okay, he is in you. It's Christ in you. That's a big deal. That's a very big deal. You are never without him. So why do people, when they're faced with an obstacle in life, with something that happens to them that is tragic or an affliction or something like that, why immediately do they have fear in their life? Well, because they don't have faith in their life. Because in order to conquer fear, you have to have faith. And that comes from God's instructions on how to live. God's instructions on how to live life is what faith is. Okay? Here's a good recipe for conquering fear with faith. Okay? The first thing you write down for this recipe is all your worst fears. Everything you could possibly think of that's going on in your life that is just ridiculous. It's just what you just so wish it wasn't there. And then go read this. Go read 1 John 4:4, where it says, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Okay? Then go read Luke 1:37, for no word from God will ever fail. Then go read Psalm 23:1, where it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Go read these verses and let those saturate your mind and know that, hey, God is greater than the obstacle I'm being faced with. God is greater, and I'm going to tap into God and get God's help, and guess what? This thing is not going to crush me. This thing is not going to beat me. And guess what that takes away immediately? Your fear. It takes the fear right out of your life, okay? Because now you are not trusting in your own ability to handle the situation. You are trusting in the ability of the one who created the heavens and the earth. And let me tell you something. If he created the heavens and the earth, I think he's pretty capable of handling my situation. Have you looked around lately? It's a pretty complex world. It's a pretty unbelievable, beautiful world. And if he did all of this, can he not handle a few mistakes that I've made that have gotten me into the soup? I should say he can, and he will.
Wow. Franco, our time has come and gone. I'll tell you what, we got to have you back on the show in the not-too-distant future, because I myself have just learned an amazing amount today from sitting back and listening, and that's why I try to do that every day along with our audience, so I can become a better person myself in God and just to my fellow man as well. And I really want to thank you so much for taking the time to be here today, because it has been a tremendous learning experience, Franco. We appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you, Rob. God bless you guys, and thanks for having me on. I look forward to spending another show with you down in the future.
Man, absolutely. Did you not just get so much out of this show today as far as the word and learning how simple God makes our lives if we choose to make it that way? The Living Truth Fellowship. Go online, Google them, tltf.org. They've got all kinds of great stuff. And our good friend John Lynn will be joining us in a couple weeks as well. And just so much thanks to Franco Botley down in Orlando, Florida. I am fired up for an amazing Wednesday now. How can you have a bad day after listening to this show today? And, you know, thank God for being the star of the show and giving Franco all his wisdom as well.